Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Carl Banks is brought to you by your local New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut Kia dealer, by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And by Geico, 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on car insurance. Two-time Super Bowl champion, our good buddy. I think he got in from Foxborough about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, about 4 o'clock this morning.
Going down Route 1 because there's only one lane highway getting in and out of there. But anyway, here is Carl Banks. Hi, Carl.
Good morning, man.
So what's your takeaway? Because overall, the defense, I thought, put together a hell of a performance.
Well, if you told me on Friday that the Giants would be, you know, going into the fourth quarter down 7 against the New England Patriots, I would say, boy, they had to do a lot of things right. And they played hard. They played spirited football. But obviously, like I said, when you're punching up in weight class, you got to be precise with your punches. And, you know, they did a lot of things that they can look at and say, boy, we blew some chances. You know, you get a big interception return to the 30, and then you back yourself back to 50 with a penalty. Obviously, the turnovers are not going to help you in a game against the Patriots. And then you give up a special teams touchdown. You know, again, when you're playing a team, a championship team, not a caliber, but a championship team, they leave no stones unturned. So you have to be so attention to detail in every phase of the game. And obviously that was one phase that the Patriots looked at. And I can assure you, with the way the wind was blowing, Belichick told his special teams guys, we're probably going to need you guys to make a play today because it's going to be hard to pass the ball. And depending on what the defense gives you, we still may not be able to pass the ball. And so they got their first score off of special teams.
You know, that special teams play, it looked like Nate Stupar basically blocked it himself.
Well,
look at the ball went off his helmet, basically.
Somebody he got pushed and he retreated almost into the kicker's foot. So, I mean, those are the little things that if you're going to face down a world champion, you better be ready to go in every phase of it. So they did enough wrong to lose the game. I walked out of the locker room and I saw Dave Gettleman, and I looked at Dave and I said, Dave, you're closer to being a good football team than you're further away. They got to learn how to win, but the effort, and you know, there's no consolation prizes, right? I can say it because I'm on the outside, but I know mistakes can be habit forming. But I look at the effort of that team and I say, boy, they're closer to being a good football team than they are further away. They got to clean it up, though. And Dave looked at me. He says, you think? I said, I absolutely believe so, because every guy in that locker room was disgusted with themselves that they lost.
Right.
Because there were little mistakes. Like we talked about this earlier. Jabril Peppers had a great chance to stop James
White. Get off
White
the field on a third down.
Yeah. Oh, that would have been monstrous. They would have gotten the ball back, tie game. And that, Joe said New England goes on and scores. That's one huge play in this game.
Well, that's one huge play that was at the end of a huge play that began it. Mm-hmm. It was a big 19-yard play, a 29-yard pass.
Right.
That they completed that even got them started. Because offenses manage the clock differently when they're behind the 50. They got one field-changing play, and all of a sudden they could really get into their offense. And, like you said, Jabril missed a tackle. There were some key missed tackles in the game, but they tackled a lot better than they did all season. I mean, they were a physical bunch. They flew around.
How about Mayo?
This guy? He played real well, man.
Mayo played well, but I'll tell you, I said it on air, welcome back, Carter.
Yep.
Lorenzo Carter played a phenomenal. And it's so interesting, too, because there was this narrative going around that maybe the Giants should put him at inside linebacker because he can't bend the edge and he can't do. He did all those things yesterday. So whoever created that narrative doesn't know a lot about, number one, doesn't know a lot about how linebackers play, because it's not an easy transition to go from a stand, if you've been that your whole career, which he has, to go to an inside linebacker. You know, it's guys that can go both ways. Like Bart's done it both ways, Bart Scott. But if you haven't and you've been a stand-up guy or a hand-in-the-ground guy, it's hard to move him inside and act. But that's a story for a whole nother day. But Alec Ogletree played one of his best games.
They needed him back. They had missed him the last
and
2 weeks.
They did, in my opinion, if you can look the world champions in the eye, and like I said, there are no consolation prizes, no moral victories for playing close for three quarters with the world champions. If you want to beat them, you got to do everything right. But they were so disgusted at the mistakes that they made that I walked out of there saying this team is closer to being a good team than
good
they are
sign.
To yeah. be a bad team.
You don't
want to
walk around too happy, like, oh, we accomplished
right.
something.
But, yeah, I mean, if you had a group of guys that just didn't take it to heart, that they had a chance to actually win the game, then you know they're a ways away. But to a man in that locker room, they were disgusted with themselves. And think of this. You had an offense that had both hands tied behind his back, essentially. You're on the third string runner. You don't have a tight end. And you did have a complement of receivers. But if you'd have had one more out there, it would have been a challenge, because people talk about the Patriots' ability to play man coverage, and they do it very well. But the Giants had guys that can get open. And if you got guys that can get open and somebody wants to line up and play cover one all day, if you can block it up, they're not going to cover you all day. And you saw that in with the Golden Tate 64-yarder, and they had another one that Jones overthrew.
Yeah, she was covered pretty well on that play.
Jones was
right there with him.
He got enough.
Play.
He got enough and beat him. You got to be able to challenge those guys with your receivers. Darius Slayton had one early in the game, and Jones, the wind took the ball almost into the stands on one. And then he had another one where he competed, and it got knocked out of his hand. That was in the fourth quarter. That he's got to catch that football too. So, listen, they got to correct it before they're going to be considered a good football team. But there are more signs pointing towards this will be a good football team sooner than later. And the coach, you know, you can criticize a lot of what he did, you know, on the third and fourth down play, punting instead of.
That's a brutal call.
But I tell you what, given.
You got to go for that.
Given the hand he's dealt. Yes, I agree. I question too.
Good.
He had another one where he went empty. Right, formation on the third down. I was like, why do you want to do that? But the one thing this guy can do, he can scheme some plays up. Now, last week and this week, last night, he gave them some really good opportunities the second half drive, to begin the drive, he was down just bip, 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 bip all the way down the field. So they've got good play callers.
I just don't understand why he lacked that aggressiveness on that fourth down play when, if you want to win the game, and like you said, you're there to win. You're not there to – we kept it close.
Mm-hmm.
How could you punt on fourth and two with 7 minutes to go? We're down by two scores. You can't win the game that way. It's impossible.
Maybe he's counting on his defense. I mean, his explanation was
– he had no explanation.
He said it felt like it was the thing for me to do.
That's not an explanation.
Well, I can't defend it, but I always talk about coaches having their finger on the pulse of what's going on. So maybe he felt that his defense would be able to get him the ball back.
You know, it felt, and this is not the way I think you should think, but I think he felt, we're not going to get the 2 yards. The Patriots are amazing on
maybe,
third down.
Maybe not.
We're not going to convert on fourth down either.
I mean, they were less than 50% on the night.
Everybody is.
Yeah. So
against them. 2 for 10, I think they were.
Yeah. So,
which, by the way,
which
is
actually pretty good.
Percent.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I
against
think the
them.
Pats were holding teams to 18%
right,
call.
Right, right.
Yeah,
Jets
so,
were 0 for 12 against them when they played.
So when you have a feeling and you – listen, if you're watching that defense fly around, you kind of had a feeling that they could get something. And they were getting to Brady.
Oh, God,
a bit.
Sure.
And they were stopping. They were starting to stop the run. Michelle got 100 yards, but they had some really key stops.
call.
Did he get 86, 24 for 86?
I don't think it was 100. Yeah, was it like 86?
I looked at something and said he was 104.
Well, I think the team combined was over 100. Yeah, because Bolden had a bunch. Yeah. James White did nothing except catch the football.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady had 6 or 7 yards and a couple touchdowns.
So it's one of those deals where you look at your team and you're like, where's my strength right now? My offense is struggling a bit. I don't want to give the ball up in this position to put us down 3 scores. So see if my defense can go make the play. But, again, his explanation was because it felt like the thing to do. That's what you get. Now, if you're asking me.
I hope he has a better one today.
But, you know, again, it's some of this stuff is on field. And I'm glad you hear a coach give you, like, my gut told me this is what I had to do. Now, he could went further and say, well, I didn't want to give them the ball and go down 3 scores. I like my chances better with the Patriots on the other side of the 50-yard line.
Right.
Because those long drives.
Field position, sure.
Right. Those long drives for the Patriots did not end up well, some of them. So you wanted to try to make the Patriots have to earn it all the way down the field. And the only time the Patriots, which they're champions, this is why they are, when they start to struggle, they draw up a play somewhere in the dirt and get 19 yards on it. And then they just go back to just their pedestrian-style offense. But, I mean, that's his answer. It is what it is.
I tell you, the Giant defense, and what a difference it has been over the last 4 weeks, starting with the second half of the Tampa game. And I know they got beat last week. Thielen beat them up a little bit. They ran the ball on them. But you start with the second half of the Tampa game. The defense has played pretty well. I mean, you start right away with that. They stopped them on fourth down early in the game, right? Yep. I mean, fourth and one, they stopped them. They get the big pick by Jenkins on a by the way, that throw by Brady was horrible.
Yeah.
He missed Edelman by 10 yards on that throw. And he don't look the same. I got to say, Carl, he does not look like the same guy.
Well, I can tell you why he doesn't look like the same guy. Just look at who he's throwing to. He threw the tight end one time the whole game.
Right, right.
Think of the last time when Gronkowski was there, he had a guy he could put the ball up to and get it. They lost Gordon, and they had no more receivers. So that's why, I mean, you can do a lot of things to mask deficiencies when you have the tools around a quarterback. But when you don't have the tools around them, it is what it is. Now, I still trust him to make a play when I need it.
Of course.
You know what I mean? But, like, to do that's a typical play. He had a few going towards the dirt a few times. But, you know, he hit one to Edelman that was vintage Tom Brady.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
But, you know, it really comes down to him not having the tools. And I suspect that by the time they play again, O.J. Howard would be on that team or A.J. Green or somebody.
They'll make a deal. Yeah.
There's going to be a deal made somewhere to get a really good football player in the receiving corps.
Yeah.
It won't be Antonio Brown who's begging to come back.
He is, sure.
Will it be one of the Browns, Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry? Will they try to blow it up in Cleveland?
I don't know. I mean,
I think you're right, though.
If he had Odell Beckham, let me just say this. It would be amazing, but
well,
I'm just not going there.
Yeah, they don't. That's the last thing. We really hope they don't get anybody.
I'm not going there, but I will predict.
We'll go there.
That, you know, O.J. Howard's being shopped around. A.J. Green's being shopped around. I don't know if
Bengals are denying that, though. They're saying it's not true. But as we've learned from Gettleman, that don't mean anything.
That don't mean anything. For the right price, he's being shopped. He hadn't hit the field yet. Since August.
And where are the Bengals going?
Right.
I mean, they should be shot. Let's be honest. They should be shopping him.
So,
they're not going anywhere.
I don't know how they see A.J. Green at this stage of his career. Mm-hmm. Is he like another Josh Gordon? Or do they still see him as that next level of very good?
Well, he's a better option probably than Jacoby Myers.
There you go.
Sounds like a loss.
He made nice cuts.
But Myers is
a
productive
nice
player.
He made some nice plays.
No, he did.
He's a productive player.
He definitely did.
Yep.
We got more coming up with Carl Banks. Some other thoughts on this Giant Patriot game. We'll look ahead to the Cowboys and the Jets coming up over the weekend. Mm. The keys to the game.
Yeah, tell me where that road is. That roadmap to the victory, Carl.
The roadmap,
can't wait to hear that one.
The roadmap does look a lot better.
There is a path to victory.
There's more of a path with Sam Darnold playing.
Than exactly. Well, there you go. Yeah,
it's not a there little bit.
I'm not saying they're going
to
win.
I think it's like a cul-de-sac.
Let me just tell you something. Circle. You come back the same way. Right.
You play good defense against the Dallas Cowboys.
That's true. And they have played good defense.
I know the Patriots are not going to keep this up statistically, because statistically they're having a season that doesn't even make any sense. They're average. They've given up 8 points a game, and that number is probably too high, because some of those points hasn't even been because of their actual defense. You just got to see them for a full game. How good is this team defensively in your mind?
They're extremely good defensively because they don't make a lot of mistakes. They're fundamentally sound. So what it really comes down to is, are you good enough to beat them individually with your talent? And you've got to do everything right, because their success, Evan, to be honest with you, is they've got good players, obviously, but they play almost flawless football on the defense. Everybody's in place. Now, you'll hit a player too, and you'll be able to challenge them, but you've got to have players that can play above the numbers to really challenge them to what their strengths are, because if not, you think you're gonna run the ball just going after them and say, okay, I drew this one up.
Right.
Their guys are disciplined.
Is this because, like, through 6 weeks, and I get it, the Dolphins, the Jets,
by the way,
Redskins.
I just wrote it down. The record of the teams they have beaten right now is 7-22.
Right, and that's great. I'm glad you brought that up, because
matter.
That's a
7-22.
Well, it matters.
But I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
Here's why
they played the dregs of the league outside of Buffalo, and Pittsburgh's not the same team. Now, I know Roethlisberger was there when they beat him.
I think it matters only for this reason. Statistically, through 6 weeks, they are playing like the greatest defense ever.
Yep.
I mean, seriously, they are surpassing the 85 Bears through 6 weeks against inferior competition. So that is important to point out.
Three winless teams.
Well, here's the thing. When does the superior come? There's only two games on their schedule, Kansas City and who else?
Well, they play Philly. They play Dallas. They play Houston. They play Cincinnati, but Baltimore is the other one. Good teams. I'm not saying they're elite
They'll
teams.
They'll be challenged.
Yeah.
They'll be challenged.
More so
because,
than this.
Yes, because the talent level across the board, and assuming that all these teams will be healthy coming into the game, they'll be challenged at different areas, at multiple areas at the same time with a team like Philadelphia or Kansas City.
Well, it's also a step up in quarterback play. Just look at the list of quarterbacks that they faced.
Yeah.
Other than Ben week one, which we can't discount, they did face Ben.
Right.
After that, you're talking about Fitzpatrick.
Luke Falk. Right.
Josh Allen until Matt Barkley took over.
A rookie in Jones, even though he's been good.
Yeah.
No,
you're absolutely right. And listen, they'll play the guys they put in front of them. They're going to be challenged. I don't think they're going undefeated this year. Not the way Brady's playing, unless they get him some more help.
Right.
So I think there are teams that will challenge this defense, and they'll have to multitask.
I just wonder, when this regular season is over, are we really going to talk about the 2019 Patriots like the 2000 Ravens and the 85 Bears? Because, you know, right now, 8 points a game is ridiculous.
They are really good.
That's ridiculous, Carl.
But they are really good.
So we will be, in your opinion.
They've got safeties
and
corners.
They got a great secondary.
Yeah.
Great secondary.
Safeties and corners.
They got a couple very good linebackers.
Fundamentally sound football.
So do you think we're going to have that discussion when this season's over? We're going to look at this defense after 16 games and say, boy, they're right up there.
I don't know where they are, where they'll be, but they'll be, discussed.
Let me say this, though. One thing they're going to have to do to get that in that discussion is win the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Because all these teams, and I would throw the Bucs in there as well, the 2002 Bucs with Sapp and Brooks and Lynch and Rondé and those guys.
And
they're going to have to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I don't think 1 year jumps out of you, but the Legion of Boom had an incredible run defensively, too.
No, they were great, too.
So
that secondary was very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I you know, they're a very good defense, and they are not doing it with smoke and mirrors. It's no trickery to it. They line up. They're big up front, physical, and it's rare when you see linebackers the size that they have that can run the way they do.
So
they're big, physical, and athletic, and it offsets a lot of what teams can try to do to you, because they can leave their guys on the field, and they can play whatever you throw out there.
What's the roadmap for the Jets this weekend against the Dallas Cowboys?
Give me that roadmap.
I'm sure Giant fans are big Jet fans this weekend, too, by the way.
The path.
Okay, the path.
It's defense. It really starts. If you can do to the Cowboys what they've had done to them a couple times this year, your offense can steal some plays, but you got to block Gregory. I mean, DeMarcus Lawrence is one thing. Gregory is a disruptor. They got to sign whatever they have to do to solidify that offensive line to get that guy out of the game. You can deal with Lawrence. It's hard. But this Gregory kid is an absolute disruptor.
Whatever offensive line is a disaster.
Well, you might want to add a few tight ends in the chip and ask your guys to do a little more. But play good defense. Your defense can get some turnovers.
That's how they're going to have to win.
Yeah.
That's the only way. I don't see any other way.
The path is through the defense.
Yes.
Let me just be honest.
Yeah, there's no question.
How much or how difficult is this going to be for Sam? Because he played week one. He hadn't practiced that much. He overcame mono where you lose weight. Apparently he's put the weight back on. How about the adjustment for him coming back?
Well, game speed. He hadn't been in it since week one, so it's going to be somewhat of an adjustment. Hopefully the Jets can run the ball a little bit and give him some play-action passes that can get him in a rhythm, give him a few layups, and then I think he'll adjust to it. But, yeah, I mean, he's been out. He's been away from the game. No matter what you practice to that game starts, and you won't know. So
be a lot of Cowboy fans there, too. 70% of the building is going to be Cowboy fans. There's no doubt about it.
I know. It's just they travel. They travel well, and they buy up every remnant ticket that a season ticket holder leaves out there, they buy it up.
So keys to the game, and of course, we all know they're brought to you by your New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut Kia dealers. Go to KiaDealers.com to see what's possible in quality, style, dependability, meet rugged performance. The Jets have to force a few turnovers. They got to get pressure on the quarterback, especially with
the offensive line. They've got to shut down the run. They cannot allow Ezekiel Elliott to get going. So shut down the run and force turnovers in the pass game.
This would be a nice victory, Joe. We'd feel a lot better.
Oh,
you can get nice there victory with your defense.
Well, the defense
I'll believe
hasn't,
it when I see it, bro.
The defense hasn't been awful, especially considering C.J. Mosley's been out.
Yeah.
Quinnen Williams hasn't done very much.
For what it's worth, the defense, and I was very surprised to see this today, the defense is actually ranked 12th in the league for what that's worth, which is not bad. I mean, it's the upper half of the league.
No, you're right. You can do some things defensively to really dictate the terms to the Dallas offense, and it starts with Ezekiel Elliott, obviously, but once you get Ezekiel contained, that's when you can really start to do some things to Dak Prescott.
Mm.
I mean, they are a complementary group.
Right, right.
You can have one without the other, but the one that you can have without is the running game. If you stop the running game, then you can get some things done.
Should be interesting. Carl, we appreciate you coming in after doing the game last night.
Get a little weekend off.
Yeah, I'm going to take it. Watch a little
football.
Supposed
to be nice,
relax.
Too. Nice day Sunday, by the way.
Yep.
Just to say.
Enjoy it, my friend.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure.
All right, man.
Carl Banks on the football.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.